Are we actually seeing drops in mortality, or are you seeing it in your center, or are we seeing it nationally?
Well, you know, I've been in the same place on and off for about 25 years. When we started out, we had a, 30% long-term survival. We have, our clinic is so full right now with survivors that we have to find a clinic to send them to. So we have a survivors clinic that we're working with that's been supported in part by the Lance Armstrong Group at our center, who are now taking on these patients. Because what happens is they have problems. They have dry mouths. They eat fatty foods because it's easier. So they have risk for heart disease. Their blood pressure, which disappears during therapy because they have vascular issues from the platinums and their weight loss from the radiation, come back as they become more robust, and we need people to manage these. And the primary care doctors don't really want to take care of them because they have a cancer issue, and they have specific problems related to the cancer, the dry mouth, the dental issues, the fibrosis and scarring, all of which require physical therapy, dental care. So we've got a survivor's clinic going where we're going to develop algorithms to take care of these patients. But we're seeing a huge number of people, and they come back.
What about nationally? What's happening in mortality rates?
I think nationally we're seeing an improvement in survival, but it, again, nationally what happens is you see the broad spectrum of head and neck cancer. And so although we're seeing about a 20% of our cases as the oropharynx good prognosis patients, you still have people who get cancer from chewing tobacco, smoking, and have other comorbidities. So you're seeing about a 3 to 5% improvement in the last decade in overall survival. That translates into a lot of patients. But it's actually increasing, I think, in general. I think we're going to see a big lump of survivorship improvement in the next 5 years just based on the number of oropharynx cases coming through.